I'm also involved in the Community Action Against Homophobia. But tonight I wanted to talk about a personal experience, which was with an area of the law which is not covered in the specific list on the sheet of paper which we were given tonight, and that's the immigration law. My current partner is a Chinese citizen who I met in China while I was studying over there for 1 year. And after meeting him, I became heavily involved with him, and we lived together for three or four months. And to his family and to my family, we are considered the equivalent of being married. But to the Australian government, we're not considered to be in a relationship because we have not lived together in what they call an interdependent relationship for more than 12 months at a time. The current immigration law recognises couples which may be same-sex couples as interdependent relationships, but there are very strict and stringent rules which mean that you have to be living together and demonstrate that you and have documentary evidence that you have been sharing financial commitments, and that you're friends and other people who you interact with socially all see you as a couple, as an interdependent couple. And for him, after the 4 months, I had to come back to Australia because my year's term in China had finished, and I had to continue studying my degree here. And so we didn't have the opportunity to live together for a full 12 months. But he would very much like to migrate to Australia. If we were a heterosexual couple, then it would be very easy because we could just get married. And married couples enjoy the right to migrate back to Australia, permanent residency, whatever it's called. But basically, same-sex couples are treated as second-class citizens. And they have to fulfil a whole heap of criteria which are very difficult to fulfil. And so at the moment he is looking at other types of migration, for example skilled migration, which involve a whole different set of criteria to fulfil.
Thank you.